Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations on over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer salute to yourself.
What? We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Smack dogs.
It is the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk, and special guest Hans D.
Yeah, baby.
The whole crew is here.
Let's go.
Bengals or Bengals? I've done this before. No, never mind. Bing. I'm just kidding.
Bing.
Let's go to the Tapman's Towing phone line once again. Let's talk some high school football with our buddy Matt Lang. Matt, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hey, I'm doing great. Just calm Lon down there. He was on that 2-2-2 thing, man. You know, and I thought he was going to, like, lose his haystack there, man. Is he all right? Is he okay?
He needs to go across the street to one of those establishments and hold up 2.
53 minutes from now, Lon will be just fine, Matt.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're all right. And off the record, I was texting Lon, and, you know, this is my upset pick of the week. I'm going to take Illinois 24. The Terps 21, mark it down, buddy. And everybody will jump back on that bandwagon.
Wow.
Oh, I'd jump back on in a heartbeat. If they want to go out and beat Maryland, I would definitely jump back on that bandwagon. Well, let's talk some high school sports. Well, first of all, you do a podcast, Matt, Third and Lang. I love that. What do you kind of hit on your podcast, and why would a lot of people in our area love to listen to that?
Well, you know, I got really lucky. You know, I kind of told the story last year when I was at Olympia, you know, and Edgy Tim O'Halloran from the Chicago Sun-Times, and, you know, he's just kind of a legend up there. He just did a piece on the Fisher Bunnies one time, and then he came down and did a piece on us, and then he wanted me to talk on his radio show, and then I talked too much, so then he said, okay, we can't really have you on the radio show because we don't have enough time, so we're going to do a podcast. And he's like, I just want you to talk about 1A through 4A, hit the team south of I-80, because anything south of I-80 is kind of like a foreign language to those guys,
right,
you know, except
right.
for the Rochesters of the world and some other teams and what have you, Sacred Heart Griffith. And so I just try to cover stories and players. I have plenty of coaches and names, you know, throughout my career and on my phone. And, you know, it's every coach likes to talk about their players in the program. And so, you know, as we start talking, you know, weeks 1 through 9, it's more about the players. But what's kind of nice is that he kind of lets me kind of run the show or give him ideas. And so, like, one thing that we're doing right now is, you know, we're just kind of talking, hitting home players, you know, and teams, like teams out of the gate, teams that are sleeping, teams that are lurking. Again, I just came up with an idea one night watching TV. And then he says, we're going to roll with that. And then as we get into the playoffs, He lets me just kind of take over a little bit, and I do a whole thing called the four quarters and overtime. And when you get into playoffs, it really gets into storylines, you know, and there's a lot of neat stories, and he kind of lets me go with it. And then, of course, he steers the ship because he knows everything above IAD, and he's very, very well-versed and very well-educated. But, you know, Edgy Tim has really been a great for me, and just allows me to kind of, you know, do this for fun, and it's therapeutic, and I love it.
That's awesome.
Matt, I want to start by asking you about the Big 12. I'm going to go Homer here by being a Centennial grad. Kyle Jackson's done a great job with that program. Had a really good season last year. A team that had a a long stretch of no playoff appearances until he really took over, and they're in good position right now. 5-2, I believe. They hammered Jay Layman Central Maroons, and what do you make of the Chargers? Have you got a chance to see them so far this year?
Well, I haven't seen them, but I can tell you this. They had a big, you know, game over at Danville, and, you know, that was kind of one of those games that kind of, you know, just kind of, it is what it is, you know. But they're real physical on defense, and they run sideline to sideline. And I think that's always kind of been something that kind of gets lost in the shuffle when you talk about Centennial, because sometimes you can talk about the athletes and you can talk about the explosives of the offense. But I think defensively, I think they do a good job. And then on the flip side of that, you know, with Coach Turner, you know, he's just got a young team, you know. And I think sometimes when you go against these normal communities in this normal West, you know, you kind of forget, you know, the star power you're going against. And if you have a young team, it takes a little bit of time to kind of grow up. So I will just say this on a flip side, a different story. My daughter goes to Central, and she's playing volleyball. So I got my first Central Centennial experience.
Nice.
In volleyball. And so now I know the importance of that rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just for a volleyball game, it was pretty freaking intense.
Heated, no doubt. Sticking in the Big 12, you mentioned Danville there. They're having a good season.
Sure.
What do you make of the Vikings?
Well, first, it's so funny you're saying that, because last night I was in Danville watching my daughter play volleyball, and I just cannot get over the history of Danville sports. You know, you walk into hallways, and it's like you have all these photos of these newspaper clippings from Gene Gorley to Paul Shebe to, you know, Nate Cunningham to – you know, just everybody, you know, from BJ Luke.
Yes.
And, you know, just, and I did kind of talk to the coach a little bit. I was looking for the concession stand. We didn't really talk too much. Directing toward the concession stand. Go figure. But, you know, physical, fast, well disciplined. And you guys can hand your tip your hat off to him. But, man, I was really, really impressed with just, like, the storied history of the Danville Vikings.
Love it. Matt Lang, Third and Lang is the podcast you can listen to. Yeah, that Centennial team should probably finish 6-3. They've got Eisenhower tonight. They should win that. Then a tough one against Normal West, but that'll be a fun one to kind of pay attention to. And then Centennial should be back to the playoffs again, which is cool. Danville's got Richwoods tonight. Then at Urbana, they should win their final two and get to 5 wins, yep, which could get them to that playoffs. Champaign Central, 2-5. They've got a tough Bloomington tonight. And then at Richwood, so I'm not sure Central's going to make it there. Let's go to this Illini Prairie. You got St. Joe, PBL, Unity, all 5-2. Monticello's 4-3. I feel bad for PBL. They're going to finish the season playing St. Joe and Unity. But let's start with the Spartans. They edged the Rockets earlier this year, 38-35, in what had to have been an unbelievable game. I was actually going to go to that game, and something came up to where I could not. But what do you think about Coach Skinner and St. Joe? And they're kind of breaking through now, which is good for them.
Well, I would tell you this. You know, like last year I taught and coached at Olympia, and we had that big game against them.
Oh, that's right.
You know, the Sparty party, you know, over there in Olympia. And, you know, we kind of made it a point, you know, at Olympia that we felt like we had to take one guy out, and we had to eliminate him from the equation, and that was Ty Pence.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that they were a one-dimensional team, because they weren't. And I think Coach Skinner does a great job. But I think, in a way, if you kind of look at this, this is kind of a little bit of a redemption tour, you know? I mean, you know, they're more balanced. They got more guys they can throw the ball to. I think they're a little bit more physical up front than they were last year. You know, now, I think in the Tolono Unity game, I think Tolono had some turnovers at costly times and what have you. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, that's an incredible rivalry. And, I mean, mm-hmm. I saw the atmosphere. I saw the pictures. I saw the news pieces on it. And, you know, that was a big win that's kind of propelled them. And then, you know, I talked to Coach Welder, you know, a little bit about St. Joe. And he's like, hey, they're just better than us. And I will say this, you know, you talk about some of these teams that have a tough go. You know, Coach Welder, he has to go up to Prairie Central tonight.
Right.
And he's 4-3. And then he has to come home on a senior night in week 9 and take on Tolono Unity.
Yeah.
So that's tough, you know. I mean, and tonight, I mean, we're playing in Hurricane Lante, you know. I mean, it's like it's raining cat and dog. So it's going to be really crazy to see what happens up there, because, you know, some of these games are on turf and some of these guys are playing on grass, and it's going to be the great equalizer tonight. See what happens.
It's amazing, too, when the playoffs roll around. It seems like St. Joe, Unity, Monticello, and Williamsville. out of nowhere. It seems like those four teams always collide, and one of the four advance, you know, maybe even to the state championship game. Yeah. But, you know, this Unity team, they've got a good receiver in Jay Saunders, a young quarterback, of course, Eric Meback, a good running back. So, you know, yeah. Unity could do some damage, obviously, when they get into the playoffs as well. But that's just always really good football and a fun conference to follow.
Well, and I mean, guys, I mean, if I could just tell you, I mean, Kelowna Unity, you know, they lost to Bloomington Central Catholic. I think this is a team you got to watch out for. And I know this is more in the Pantagrab, Bloomington Normal area, but, you know, Bloomington Central Catholic has a quarterback that's kind of like a Cam Newton. And his name is Colin Hayes. He's about 6'5", 220 pounds. And they just kind of, you know, he's their quarterback, and they just run their zone read and all their PTOs, you know, RPO stuff. You know, out with him. He's just such a force. And so Scott Hamilton has lost a couple of games. You can never count them out. And I couldn't agree with you more in terms of like the landscape of high school football. Last week I said this with Edgy Tim, you know, like if you go 4A this year is like 3A was last year. Because 3A last year, you had all the heavyweights up north.
Yes.
I mean, you had them all up there. Immaculate Catholic, Elmhurst, and everybody and all that. This year, the strength in 4A is up north. The strength in 3A, now we're going to get back in our neck of the woods
right
here, the strength in 3A is down in the middle of the state and down south. And I got all sorts of teams I could talk about if we want to. And then you get into 2A, it really is Central Illinois, okay? You got Tri-Valley.
Right.
You have Bloomington Central Catholic. You have Shelbyville. You have Maroa. I mean, it's crazy. Then you get into 1A. Unfortunately, it's a different story because Alabama, I mean, Lena Winslow's still playing football up north. And until someone beats them, they're kind of the talk of the town in 1A.
Yeah.
Matt Lang, Third and Lang podcast. I want to ask you about Muhammad, a team that's had back-to-back 11-win seasons this year, 6-1. They should win tonight against Mattoon, and then they would square off against an undefeated Quincy squad there in that regular season finale. Do you know much about Muhammad and what that maybe Quincy game could mean for those two sides?
Well, do they play QND or is it Quincy High School?
It's Quincy High School. Quincy High School.
It's Quincy High School. Yep. Well, I will tell you this. You know, I know Edgy Tim has watched Quincy, and he watched them play last week up at Sterling. And, you know, the Western Big Six is, I don't think, as ferocious as it once was. You know, don't be surprised if Muhammad Seymour, you know, gives them a game and wins that game. I don't know if it's necessarily an upset. You know, Quincy is a team that's always going to do well, but it seems like those Western Big Six teams, you know, they're 8-1 or 7-2, and then they get in the playoffs and they're taking on Glenbrook North or Lincoln Way and they get beat. But
yikes.
That's neither here nor there. Your question's about Muhammad, and I'll just say this. I think Coach Atkins is one of the most underrated coaches around in the area.
Mm.
You know, he kind of came out of nowhere and kind of took that job. And, you know, last year, when I was at Olympia, we were in the summer, and we had inside run stud in the summer. Let me just say this. Muhammad Seymour passes the litmus test. Good-looking kids,
yep.
Good-looking bodies, and John's not afraid to chew a little rear end. And he's got a good defensive coordinator, and they've just got some players. And I think every year they have to come out of the gates ready to go.
Right.
Because they always take on a hard-nosed team, such as Morton. You know, and so they're just ready to go, and they're just well coached.
Yeah, that defense has only given up 62 points this year, so
yeah,
I'm glad you mentioned.
There was a piece on. I didn't mean to cut you
no,
off.
No, go. Long, you're good.
There was a piece on WCIA in terms of the defensive coordinator, and I don't know his name, but I got to meet him, and I tell you right now, man, there was two things that stood out when we played them, and I'm kind of repeating myself. Litmus test. They got the bodies,
yep.
Good look, and all that. But man, that defensive coordinator knew what he was doing. Even an inside stud, where you can do a lot of teaching. He was a really good teacher, really good coach.
That's awesome. Matt, I have never interrupted anybody in my life, so I'm kind of taken aback a little bit by what you did to me. I'm kidding. All right, so Lincoln Prairie, Caden Fagan's old squad, is just moving right along.
Yeah.
Arthur, Lovington, Atwood, Hammond. I told Kent Brown the other day, I'm like, that's enough. You guys have enough towns and enough students now. You got over 300, I think, in this conference. 7-0, they've got their rival Arcola tonight, who's fighting for a playoff spot. And then Sullivan, who's new to the conference and is really, you know, that Villagrove-Sullivan game the first week, Villagrove had them down. The rains came. They had to finish it the second day. And Sullivan kind of got the better of VG that second day. But those are two undefeated teams with Arthur and Sullivan. What are you expecting out of that Lincoln Prairie? Of course, Villa Grove's 4-3. They've got two winnable games left, so Heath Wilson's squad should make the playoffs. So what do you think? I mean, that Arthur Lovington, Atwood Hammond, you lose Caden Fagan, and here you're still undefeated right now. Pretty impressive.
Well, again, I'll just say this. I think, you know, kids are not stupid. You know, they know that people are going to say, hey, we can't do this because our main guy's not here anymore, and they play with a chip on their shoulder. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got players down there. Jacob Ty is kind of the bookend, you know, offensive lineman there at tackle. I mean, he's 6'4", 300 pounds.
Wow.
And, you know, he can move people. Maddox Stewart is a great linebacker. They have, you know, kind of thunder and lightning in the backfield, and Jacob Parsons and Landon Waldrop, you know. So, I mean, you know, Arthur Lovington, Abilene Hammond's the real deal. You know, they lost to a team last year in the playoffs when they knocked out Fagan in Johnsonville. They went to the semifinals and ended up losing to St. Teresa. So,
wow.
You know, I mean, tip your hat off to Arthur Lovington. They've come back. They got good football tradition. And, you know, it's just, I think it's really, really good, you know, to see those teams, you know, do that. You know, I mean,
amen.
This is all about the kids and just, you know, best tip your hat off to them. I think it's great. I think it's one of the better stories, to be honest with you.
It was weird to see them in 2A last year. They went up against Vandalia. And I'm like, now hold on. Yeah. My whole life, I feel like Vandalia should be like a 5A school and Arthur Lovington should be a 1A. And it, all of a sudden, and they beat them. And you're right.
Yeah.
How about, you mentioned St. Teresa, 1-6. Is that just kind of a, did they lose just everybody talent-wise, or are they just, they got kicked out of that conference essentially because they were just doing so well, but how has that happened with them to go 1-6?
I think sometimes when you're independent, man, I mean, it could be just, it'd be tough sledding, you know.
No doubt.
I know Britt Miller, you know.
Great guy.
He's going to teach them well. He's going to teach them hard, you know. But, you know, it's tough too, you know. I mean, when you kind of overtake and take over for a living legend and Coach Ramsey, there is an adjustment period. It's a transition period, you know. And then when you're playing the best of the best, I mean, they just got done playing Lena Winslow in 1A.
Wow.
They played Tolono Unity, you know. I mean, the who's who that's looking for a non-conference game is coming down there, or they got to travel. It's not easy at all, you
know.
I mean, it's been a tough sled for them, but I'm sure they'll bounce back.
Last one, 8-man football, STM, St. Thomas More, undefeated 7-0. They've got a legit shot, I think, of winning state. Peace Boomba is a great basketball player, and obviously he's the guy that colleges are recruiting on the football side of things. Reed Craddock, their quarterback. That's a good team. I don't know how much you follow the 8-man, but I think STM, the Sabres, could really do some damage in the playoffs.
Well, I will tell you this. You know, if you want to go back and watch some of the archives of the old podcasts that we've done this year, you know, and last year, you know, last year we did a podcast with Jason Kirby.
Yes.
From West Central High School over on the other side, and they end up winning the 8-man state championship last year. This year we did a podcast with Jim Morrow from South Beloit.
Yes.
I watched my first 8-man game this year, and it was last week, and I saw Milford take on South Beloit. And I tell you what, Clint Schwartz over there at Milford does a great job, but let's just change our direction here. Let's go into the litmus test of big bodies, big shoulder pads, big rear ends, and big legs. And that's what STM has.
Right.
And, you know, Peace Bumba, you have to have a playmaker, because when you're 8-on-8, you're going to have a quick, fast edge. You're going to be able to kind of maybe get a mismatch. And, you know, you only have 16 dudes on that field.
Now, right.
I watched it this Saturday. It's no different than high school football except the width of the field. It's physical. You can run trap. You can run jet sweep. You can run play action. But I tell you what, if you miss one tackle or two, you're gone. Keith Bumba is a difference maker. He's a game changer. I will tell you, in terms of the studies of what I've done, your top teams in 8-man football are going to be Amboy in the north.
Got it.
Ridgewood in the north. And you're probably looking at Polo as a sleeper. I think down south, obviously, STM is going to be loaded. I think they got to have a big say. South Fork, watch out for them. They got
right.
A bunch of big, big fat hogs up front. And again, this weather could have a big impact.
Huge.
You know, I mean, you have to be physical when you're playing. So, hey, if you have a chance to go out and watch an 8-man game, go do it. It's a lot of fun.
Definitely. I'm glad you mentioned Milford, 5-2. South Beloit, I think 6-1. So, obviously, those squads will be right there as well. This is going to be fun. Matt Lang, you talk about a big dude. What's your dimensions, man? You're like 6'5"?
I'm about 6'5", and I'm kind of getting up there on the LBs, and I need to lose some weight. But,
you've always looked good, my man.
Well, hey, listen, you always look good, and my son, not only does he think you're good looking, but he can hear your voice from like 4 blocks away.
I've had the chance to meet him a couple times.
And he knows, like, you know, you could be getting a hot dog or talking to somebody. He's like, hey, Dad, it's that guy again. You know, and I'm just like, yeah, let's go over and talk to him. You know, so I get my lawn pay card like maybe like 4 times a year when I see you out, you know, at the pumpkin festival or Christmas shopping.
Yes.
Illinois Wesleyan summer baseball game. You know, you're just trying to get home, and my son's coming up, and you ask for an autograph, and you know, it's,
I'm like, I've given you 3 of them already, kid.
Yeah, I know. Piper's going to be next because, you know, yep. I mean, he'll be at one of those Centennial Central games, you know, and I'll be have to, you know, get an autograph from him.
That's so funny. Matt, how do we find Third and Lang? I mean, listen, I'm not very good to this, but I know I've got Spotify now, so I feel like I'm kind of with the group now.
We do it. We do Third and Lang on Wednesday nights at 7:30, and then he'll just kind of he'll push it out. You know, once he gets it done, then we don't do it live. He does it, and then he kind of pushes it out, gives it out to the masses, and, you know, you can just get on YouTube or whatever. But then the next night, Thursday night, is when he's on 1400 WJOL out of Joliet. That's when, if you want to listen to College Game Day version of high school football, talk about 5A to 8A and talk about every angle, go to that radio show, because they take it very, 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 very serious.
Awesome. Hey, tell Edgy hi for us, please. We need to get him on one of these days, and we definitely will. Matt Lang, thank you, sir.
You bet, guys. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, buddy. Bye. Great stuff.
See you, Matt.
He knows the stuff in high school football around the area. So a lot of good teams, and we're starting to heat up. I was looking today at the playoff points and where everybody's kind of sitting. There's a lot of area teams that are kind of close to that bubble. So a couple of games here left in the season to get those 1 or 2 wins that get you closer to the playoffs. And your Centennial squad looks like they'll be in the playoffs. My Grovers look like they'll be in the playoffs. Andrew's Sabres, they'll be obviously in the 8-man playoffs. And then we always know St. Joe, Unity, Monticello, those kind of teams. It'll be tough for Monticello, actually, I think, to get there this year, but Coley Walter does an unbelievable job. The Sage is always, they've got that brand new facility, like a $3 million facility over there that's ready to roll. I saw that. So pretty impressive. It's always fun to see all these teams, and it's cool when some of the Big 12 teams are getting it done, because Danville should be in the playoffs and Centennial again. And I know you brag on your coach there. So They've done a great job, and when the playoffs roll around, it's a different feel in Central Illinois. It's a different feel all over, right? Even if you don't play football, it's that crispier weather. You know, it's a little bit cold, and you know, like, it's a Saturday, and there's a 2:00 playoff game, and you just, the whole town is out at the game, and you just feel it. You feel it in whatever town you're living, so it's cool to make sure to get there. And that Muhammad team, really good.
Mm.
That would be a fun matchup to see against Quincy. Unfortunately, it's at Quincy. So, Dick Lavitt and the Quincy Blue Devils. That's an Art Kimball. I want to know if anybody on the text line remembers Art Kimball. He used to announce the state basketball tournament, and Dick Lavitt was the longtime Quincy coach. Coach Bruce Douglas was a stud with Quincy, and Art Kimball had this funny talk. This is how he talked, and it would always be the old, this is Art Kimball back in the assembly hall with Dick Lavitt, longtime coach at Quincy. It was just fun to watch that. It was kind of my upbringing, you know? I bet people remember Art Kimball. He was good. All right, I'm done.
All right.
I poured enough research in one day into high school football.
That was good stuff.
The fact that I knew South Beloit was 6-1.
I don't even know where
South Beloit
is. Starting
to feel like Kyle now, who would know, like, who the backup punter's name is for Iowa. You better not know that either.
I don't.
Okay, that was it. That'd be it for me. I'd be out the door.
All right, we're out the door on this segment. We got to catch a break. When we return, we'll gear up for Who You Got with Hans D.
He's been over there hammering down drinks. He's hammered right now.
I mean, it's a Friday.
He's on the couch.
He's leaned back. I don't think he's getting up.
Is that Riggs beer you brought? Yeah, he's just, this could be interesting.
All right, stay tuned for that. It is The Drive.
We all have a mission in life, something that drives us. To explore, to grow, to love. And when we discover it, we're made whole. At OSF Healthcare, we want you to be the best you possible. We're here for you on your schedule to make your life just a little bit easier. Whatever your mission is, we're here to support it. Your life, our mission. Learn more at osfhealthcare.org/mission.
It's that time of year again. Grab all of your orange and blue and get ready for U of I's homecoming week, October 15th through the 21st. On Sunday, October 15th, begin the week by running in the homecoming 5K. The race will begin at Anniversary Plaza and end at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center. Check-in is at 8:30 and the race takes off at 10. Of course, it's the Illini versus Wisconsin on Saturday the 21st. Get all the deets at illinois.homecoming.edu. Go Illini!
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Frasca International in Urbana is a legacy founded in 1958 by aviation pioneer Rudy Frasca with a mission of improving safety in the skies. Over 60 years later, Frasca is committed to providing the best simulation equipment available with superior quality and a personal approach to service and support. Would you like to make a difference in your job? Frasca is looking for an accountant, a CNC machinist, manufacturing and electrical engineer, electronics design associate, and customer service support. Positions for software, aeronautical, mechanical engineer, and machine shop finisher are also available. Positions include an extraordinary benefits package. The perfect fit will enjoy full-time benefits with paid time off, holidays, a 401k, and a Monday through Friday schedule. For details, call 217-344-9200. As an equal opportunity employer, you can learn more about the application process at frasca.com/careers.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Stevie J Broadcasting is excited to be part of our U of I Alumni Association homecoming festivities. With the parade on Friday, October 20th, heading north by Memorial Stadium on 4th Street starting at 5:30 p.m., then west on Gregory to 1st Street, where the pep rally with the Marching Illini begins at 6:30.
Hey, this is Derek Piper from The Drive. We're doing our show from Pia's Friday, October 20th, beginning at 3 p.m. Come out and join us.
I can't wait, and we're going to have some special guests, Derek Piper. How about former Illinois players like Akeem Spence? He just retired from the NFL. Martin O'Donnell, love hearing him. And, of course, DJ Woods, who seems to join us every season.
Enjoy Twisted Tea drink specials, prizes, and tickets to the homecoming game as well against Wisconsin.
Pia's 1609 Springfield Avenue in Champaign with a team from Stevie J Broadcasting.
Sweet Home Illini. Illinois takes on Wisconsin Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Learn about all the festivities at homecoming.illinois.com.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5. Back on the drive at Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Now, I teased who you got with Hans D. I promise I was not being deceptive. We're not doing that quite yet. We mentioned Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond in the last segment with Matt Lang. Let's hear from one of that school's products in Caden Fagan, who's going to be running the football for Illinois on Saturday. He spoke with the media earlier this week, and afterwards we'll talk to Hans. I don't want to give him too much airtime, right? I mean, all right, Caden Fagan, Illini running back from earlier this week. Here's Caden Fagan.
Guy going into this Saturday, knowing you'll be at least the second back, if not the primary back. How does that feel?
I mean, it feels really good just getting the opportunity. And I mean, I've learned a lot from Reggie and Josh. I mean, they're still coaching me right now, so just take advantage of the opportunity.
How's your preparation change, if anything?
I mean, it really doesn't change. I mean, Coach Ward always preaches, practice how you play. So it's been like that even since day one.
Caden, have you thought about a year ago, you're playing Arcola, you're playing, I mean, that dawned on you much? And how did you think, what do you think about that? Is it kind of, well, how is it thought?
Yeah, it's definitely crazy going from, you know, 1A football, small town. But I mean, I feel like it really prepared me a lot for this level. Even like it's still football, still 11 guys. So, I mean, it helped me a lot.
Is it, I mean, can you put into words how drastically different what you do now is compared to what you did a year ago? I mean, it's not that different.
It's, I mean, it's way different. But, like, still just football, like, just X's and O's and stuff like that. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, stuff like that, it just really helped me.
Have you adapted, Caden, to, you know, the meeting, being in college and being a football player in college, meaning, like, Coach B was talking about how you've really sunk into the meetings and the game plan and all the things that go in throughout the week.
Yeah, I think I've adapted pretty well. I mean, coming in the spring helped me a lot. So, yeah, I'm just getting more comfortable each week. So,
was it ever intimidating to have all of this, you know, in a day where it just seemed like at Arthur you were just going out and practicing and then go home, right?
Yeah, it was a big jump. I mean, like I said, that's why I'm glad I came in the spring, just get the feel for it then. So during the season, I'm more comfortable.
Oh, Coach Bielma talked about, like, you and Aiden seem to be guys who really like the preparation aspect and the nuances. Of, what is it about that appeals to you?
I mean, just learning. I mean, me and Aiden love to learn. I mean, like, we're hotel roommates before the game, so cool. We're always just going over the plays, talking, so, yeah.
The local guys who have played here before, you always kind of get some grief from the other players. Do you get some of that, too, being a local? You guys on the team, you know, veterans, give you grief about it or not?
I mean, kind of, but not really. I mean, they know we're from around here. I mean, kind of.
How much? You keep it up with Arthur's 7-0 start?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely proud of him. I mean, Coach, I've talked to Coach Jefferson, and just seeing, you know, Jason, Landon, all of them have great seasons is great to see.
Being that this is your first year, how different would it be if this was week one or two for you versus now week seven? Because it's your first year.
I mean, it's been a lot different. I mean, I've learned so much just each and every game. I'm still learning, so just going through that, I feel like I've learned a lot from it.
Good stuff from Caden Fagan, Illini running back, who's going to be taking a good chunk of the carries going forward. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, it is a tough run defense that Maryland's putting together. Top five in the Big Ten and giving up less than 4 yards per carry. But you'd hope, given those conditions, that Illinois would be able to get that ground game going. We're still waiting. If you are holding out hope, and it is a local product that, of course, big picture, you're certainly excited about what he can bring to this program. Who knows? I get it. The excitement going into tomorrow, 2:30 kickoff, is pretty dialed down, but maybe the lineup will surprise us. We'll have to wait and see. I'm sure Hans D will be picking them in who you got. Let's do that when we come back. Even Hansi, I don't know. Is this team sunk to the level where Hans D won't even pick the Illini? You're going to have to stick around and find out. This is The Drive.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild. But they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. And make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You moved into your new home using two men and a truck. The garage was clean. Then,
I love the new recliner. What are we going to do with this old one?
Put it in the garage for now.
Over time, this cycle continued.
Garage for now, put it in the garage for now, put it in the garage for now, put it in the garage for now.
It happens. You got junk. Call Two Men and a Truck to get rid of all your junk. Residential or commercial, Two Men and a Truck has a solution for your junk removal. Contact them at twomenchampagne.com. Two Men
and a Truck. Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Trade with the Patriots for the number one draft pick.
Assuming the Carolina Panthers land the number one pick.
Yes.
And allowing Caleb Williams to go to New England. They'd have to give us a boatload.
I was going to say, they'd have to.
Although, you know my feelings. I want Justin Fields to continue to be the guy in Chicago. Okay. Maybe not the most popular take out there right now. But I'm riding with Justin Fields.
Okay.
And I think that if the Carolina Panthers deliver, you could get quite a haul for that number one pick. We know last year, giving up that top spot to get Bryce Young for the Panthers, they threw in DJ Moore, allowed us to get their first round pick this year.
Yeah.
I'd be very intrigued to see what the package would look like for someone trying to get a top end talent like a Caleb Williams. So to Carolina, keep on losing.
There are some brutal teams in the NFL.
Thank you.
Denver, Arizona, Carolina's horrible.
Denver's disgusting. Could barely watch that game last
night. New England.
New England's really bad. The Bears are bad.
The Bears are bad. I mean, there are some bad. I guess that's like that every year. I don't recall. Is this like a league-wide tank for Caleb thing going on? It seems like there's always one or two really bad teams. There's like six.
Yeah. Haven't looked nearly as bad as I thought you would.
No, I agree.
And
nor have the Texans.
We thought the Texans would look bad. Yep. They actually look pretty decent.
I agree.
CJ Stroud's come out firing, man.
Yes, he is. He's good. Who is Carolina's quarterback?
Bryce Young?
Yeah, Bryce. They're bad.
And they get Kyle's Miami Dolphins on Sunday.
Tua.
I think Kyle and Hans's Miami Dolphins.
Oh, that's right. What are the Dolphins chances of that?
In the building.
It is kind of weird. Hans, why are you a Dolphins fan? Well, your family's from Florida.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. I'll give you a break on that one. I still haven't figured Kyle's connection. His dad is a Dolphins fan. Right? Your dad was a Dolphins fan.
Yeah.
Is he from Florida? He just grew up a Dolphins fan. That's funny. My buddy Don Clark.
He roomed with Dan Marino at Pitt. You didn't know that?
Those would be some stories.
Yeah. I'm just telling you.
Dan All right,
it's
Marino.
It's a Friday.
Let's
it means
go.
You got who you got, but first we got a cheers to the week. Oh, cheers please. To Hans D for yes. showing up this week. What else are we cheersing?
Basketball 7 days away.
7 days away. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
I can't think of anything else that's that exciting in my life.
The weather was beautiful yesterday.
It was yesterday.
The weather is correct. Here. I wish you were beautiful. one of my favorite Jimmy Buffett songs. You've never heard that one ever?
I don't think I have, no.
The weather is here. All right, I won't go any further.
All right, you've gotten through another week. Put them in the air. You're probably going to need it for tomorrow's Illinois-Maryland game.
Happy hour.
Oh, and to hockey being back.
Oh, yeah. The Blues tied last night. 1-1. Yeah. Well, they lost actually in overtime, but yeah. Mm-hmm. They got a tie.
Yep.
Tie out of it. Jordan Binnington looked really good.
It's good.
Really good.
It's good.
They need Kyrou and Thomas. They need that line to play like one of the best lines in hockey if they're going to be that good. And last night they really didn't.
Dallas a tough team, though.
Yeah. Parayko played well, too. I was impressed with Colton Parayko. He needs a bounce back year. He's bad last year. So there you go. And, of course, Bedard with the Blackhawks. I mean, things are starting to pick back up hockey-wise because we've been through 2 or 3 years where it wasn't good for the Blues or Hawks. So slowly trickling back to where we can start talking about them a little bit.
Slowly but surely.
Let's go.
Hans, right. It's your time.
Are you doing the F-ball? Oh, yes!
Wrong F-ball.
No, this is perfect. Uh-oh.
First off,
oh my gosh.
How was Savannah?
Yeah, baby.
That was very nice.
Details.
So, all right, details. We flew up to Midway, picked up some people. Flew to.
Wait. I don't know every minute. I meant I don't care about Midway Airport. I want to know about Savannah details.
You shouldn't care about
who were the people.
Yeah,
I'm not allowed to say that.
Oh, gotcha.
Did you do a horse and carriage ride in Savannah?
I was thinking about it. We went to some really good spot. They sell like hard slushies.
Oh yeah,
and they were really good.
Okay,
they were really good. And
Hans really has the monotone voice going today.
Yeah,
doesn't
I'm
it?
Sorry. All right. They were really good. They were awesome. I took a walk along the river.
He goes Peter Brady on us.
I go Chicago.
They were awesome.
I took a walk along the river, eh? And it was a great time. Beautiful city. The sunset was just fantastic.
I bet it is beautiful city.
Because they've got that beautiful bridge as well.
Oh.
And the next day.
Did you get you a selfie in front of the bridge?
No.
What?
I got a picture of the bridge.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you'd take a selfie.
I'll take
with
a selfie
sunset.
Next time.
Okay.
Yeah, big sunset guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I am too.
But the hotel we were staying at had a great pool and bar on the rooftop, looking
Sweet.
Out over the city. It
was
beautiful.
That would be awesome.
The next day, I took a swim in the pool. A bunch of like barges and stuff were going along the river.
Nice.
It was awesome. It was a really nice trip. Very short, but it was fun.
Here
I think Hans, on the note of the selfie, Hans probably too cool for the selfie.
Yeah, that's probably true. I just was picturing him in his avatar?
The avatars?
Yeah, avatar glasses. Avatars like
aviators.
A movie. Aviators. Oh, yeah, the movie.
Hans rocking the avatar.
Here I was thinking really some exceptional detail after he said, I got in the pool and took a swim the next day. And then he goes, instead of any of that, he goes, and there were some barges on the river. I'm like, okay. Well, hell, I've driven down to St. Louis and seen some barges on the Mississippi.
All right. Well, there, you know, Lon, to answer your question, the ratio wasn't great up on the rooftop. Oh. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that. Okay. But we'll hope for some more Savannah trips.
Maybe Bielma took a swim in that same pool one day and got the idea of the barge formation.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
Maybe. Very inspirational. Maybe.
All right, well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Thanks.
Savannah is supposed to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to go to New Jersey soon. I don't know when.
Unbelievable.
But I'm looking forward to that.
Unbelievable.
You sound like it.
Oh, yeah.
If we could all live the life of Hans.
I know.
Have you been fishing lately?
No.
Good.
No. I've been mixing lately.
Mixing?
DJing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm doing a party tomorrow night.
Oh.
The flight crew.
I didn't get the invite.
It's called the flight crew. Yeah, really?
I'll invite you. It's a birthday party, though. Just bring some... gifts.
Okay, what if Piper gotcha. And I just showed up and we just stood in the corner?
Is it a kids' party?
And, like, nobody knew who we were. Stood there.
I heard the kids' parents are coming. So, oh. I mean, I guess.
What kind of, like, what age are we talking about?
I don't know. I'll say, like, 50.
No, I mean for the kids.
Oh, I'm thinking of the parents. I'm thinking for you guys.
Is this at a nursing home? Or?
Oh, my. And his parents are coming.
Oh, my God.
A college student?
Yeah, they're college students.
Oh,
college
student. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Lon and I will be there. Yep.
What is this DJ name? It's the Flight Crew?
Yeah, we're the Flight Crew.
That's cool.
We're pilots by day, DJs by night.
Oh. Are you cutting into Diane's business?
Possibly.
Okay. Oh, heck. She DJs every night, I think.
Oh, yeah.
She's
incredible. We're not on her level.
Okay. You got to work to that.
Yes.
Okay. We always do this where we have literally like 3 minutes.
I know. I said earlier, like, there's no way we go 25 minutes on who you got. No, like, we're going to run out of time.
We go 25 without even getting
to
who you
got. We got less than 10 minutes. We haven't done a game yet. Or an animal fight.
I know.
All right, let's get to it.
Hans is DJing like a three-year-old party.
And then next weekend, the senior living home.
Who wants to hear some Barney?
Liz gets crunk. How's the ratio there? I'm just kidding. Don't answer that.
Derek. All right, well. I'm going to go to Big Ten football.
Okay.
First up, we have number 3 Ohio State against Purdue,
ooh,
who's 2-4, 1-2 in the Big Ten. Ohio State's favored by 19 points. Who you guys got?
Rondale Moore's not coming out of the locker room anytime soon.
He's
so,
not, no.
As you know, normally in a game like this in the season, I would root for Purdue, but I think I'm just kind of ticked off at them. I'm just kind of the fact that they kind of hammered us and Ryan Walters was a little smug about it. I just kind of want to see Ohio State just kick him back down a few notches. So I'll go. Well, I mean, I don't even care. Ohio State's going to win.
Ohio State's going to win
by 30.
The 19 or 19 and a half that's been floating out there, I've been tempted by it, but I can't do it. I already saw Wisconsin steamroll them, and Ohio State's offense is just too much. So
yeah.
Yep. It's one of those spots where Jeff Brohm as the head coach, Purdue would be dangerous and frisky. I'm not sure Purdue under Ryan Walters in year one is ready for that.
Yep.
Ohio State, big.
All right. Next up, we have Michigan State. They are 2-3, 0-2 in the Big Ten.
Gross.
Against Purdue. I'm sorry, Rutgers. I don't know where I got
Purdue
from. Yeah, I know. 4-2. Rutgers is favored by 4.5 points. Who you guys got? Over-under is 40 points.
I'm actually working right now. This is kind of weird. Who
is Rutgers
going to
win like 7 or 8 games
yeah,
this
what
year?
The heck?
Like, what's up? I know they still got to play. You know, they're playing in the East, so that means they're going to square off.
Right.
I'm imagining they haven't played Penn State yet. They did play Michigan. They played Ohio State yet?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
Michigan State. Rutgers will win.
I'm going Rutgers.
They're a bowl team. They look decent. Shiano's done a good job there.
Michigan State's in rambles.
Why did he leave Rutgers?
Yeah, he went to coach the Bucks.
That's right. He went to the NFL. Okay. I was like, why did Rutgers ever get rid of him? But that's right. He left. Okay. Yeah, he's perfect fit there. Perfect fit.
Doubt.
I'll go Rutgers.
Cool. Me too. Iowa. They are 5-1 at Wisconsin, who's 4-1. Wisconsin's favored by 9.5 points. Who you guys got? This is interesting.
Can they just tie 3-3 or something?
It'll be close. Pretty close to that. I think the total is like 34, 35 in the game. It's supposed to rain and have like 20-mile-an-hour winds in Madison.
Really?
And both these teams, especially Iowa, already pretty offensively challenged.
I'm going to go Wisconsin.
Wisconsin for sure. I don't think Iowa scores 10 points.
I'm going with the slight upset.
Really?
Yeah.
With the Hawks?
I was surprised Iowa beat Purdue.
Do you know what their quarterback's QBR out of 100 was? Iowa's last week?
19.
2.
No.
2? That's what Illinois can't win.
It was 2.
You could probably throw
number of 2.
You could probably throw Lon on the field and he'd get maybe a 3.
I would think.
2 is the
But they did run the ball pretty
number.
Well, but probably won't do that against Wisconsin.
No. I'll go Wisconsin.
Yeah, I eat. For the game of the week.
Did you just go I eat?
We have Illinois.
What song do you come out with the flight? whatever. What do you kick it off with? Little Miami, Will Smith? Or?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Getting jiggy with it.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I do too.
That's a good song.
Hans just starts the B96 Friday night dance party with like all Will Smith, like just a mix of Will.
That'd be fun.
I'd take that.
Like throwback.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. B96. For the game of the week, we have the threatening Fighting Illini. they'll be traveling to College Park to face the Maryland Terrapins.
That is a classic sarcastic adverb about Illinois. The threatening Illini. Sorry, go.
Maryland's favored by 2 touchdowns.
You are fun.
Miami.
Oh, let's go! South Beach, bringing the heat. Getting jiggy with it. Can y'all feel that? Jiggy with it. He's just mixing in the jiggy with it.
Is he cussing this song?
Oh, no. Remember Miami Thomas?
Yes.
Tore up his knee or whatever for Illinois, but he was
good.
Did he
have a big pick in that Ohio State?
Yes.
Upset?
Oh, yeah.
All right, sorry, Hans.
That's good, man. Will Smith.
Will Smith.
All right. Maryland.
How about summer? What's the song? Summertime. Okay, Illinois, right? Man.
Yeah. Maryland's quarterback, I'm going to try Talia Tagovailoa.
Oh, wow.
Tagovailoa.
Did he do it? Okay. See, I think you're saying Frank Viola as well. It's like
Talia Tagovailoa.
Talia Tagovailoa has thrown 14 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. Don't ask what Altmaier has. Fun fact, I asked a... oh, my gosh.
Here we go. What's this? One of my brother's favorite songs right here. School's out. Out of the fun. What do they say? I could sit here until like 6 just listening to Will Smith.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm.
I'm being disrespectful to Hans.
Yeah, sorry, Hans.
It's okay. I asked a Maryland student, like, hey, give me a fun fact. She said there's been nonstop construction on the same road for the past 6 years.
What?
That's a great fun fact. I found a fun fact.
Wait, she's been to the interstate, like, right there where you either go to Muhammad or whatever.
Oh, 74 and 57.
Yeah, she's been there for 6 years?
Yeah.
And she calls it Maryland.
She calls it Maryland.
She's a little,
directionally challenged.
Yeah.
Oh God,
that's not Maryland. That's Prospect.
Oh my Lord! 6 years, get it done.
I know, right? Horrible. But yeah, who you guys got for this Illinois Maryland game?
That didn't work prior to Nebraska, but
I'll take Maryland 36? How do you even get to 36? You really don't. I'll take Maryland 33, Illinois 17.
33-17, okay. If you've read the preview on Online Inquirer, you already know where I'm going here. I don't think Illinois' offense has much success at all. Maryland, a pretty good defensive squad. I think they hold them down in the trenches. Maryland 31. Maybe the weather helps to slow them down a smidge.
Yeesh.
Illinois 7.
Wow. I mean, we scored 7 against Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. We scored 7 against Nebraska.
Yeah.
Hans, do
Maryland, we... Maryland's a solid offense.
Has Hans
got a
ever
solid
picked
offense.
Against Illinois
no,
on this show?
Never.
Ever.
Never.
Guys, please.
Oh,
come on.
Oh.
But they're looking forward to Northwestern the next week.
Oh.
So they're not even thinking about Illinois. That's our advantage.
Okay.
And we are going to win.
Oh.
17-10.
17-10.
There you go.
Leela gets picked off.
Let the party begin!
Kyle?
I'll go 34-10 Maryland.
34-10 Maryland.
School is out and it's sort of a buzz. But back then I didn't really
know what it was.
Ironically,
we're playing this at the end of summer.
Yeah.
The way that people respond to summer madness.
Things went way off the rails down in the stretch. This show, I apologize or say you're welcome or however you want to frame it. But Hans D, thanks for stopping by as always, man.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks, Hans.
Enjoy your trip to New Jersey and thereabouts.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to Florida.
Well, of course.